On a beautiful Arizona Saturday morning to you. Mike's going to join our Saturday morning tradition by joining the conversation online from Glendale. Welcome, Mike. How may we help you?
Hi, how are you doing today?
Good. How can we help?
I just bought my house about a year ago. And the back side of my house on my the Arcadia, the sliding glass door, faces wet. And the first year I just went through, I just wanted to get through the summer, see how it is, but it really gets smoking hot, that room. I just had some window tint put on that window, and it just intensified the problem. It just radiates that heat now. And then I put a shade on the fascia board and brought it down, and it's made a little bit of a difference. But what I'm wondering is, it's just a little area. It's just a little strip on the back side of the house because it's in the cul-de-sac. And the back side, it's only like a 15-foot strip of yard back there, and it's tucked in the back. Should I put a, is that enough room to put a tree, or should I put bushes, you know, some bushes along the fence line, or?
The right mantra is the right plant in the right place. And so we're going to be very careful there. If you only have 15 feet to work with, we don't want to put a 20 or 25-foot plant. There are small trees that will do well in an environment like that. You might consider something like a yellow bird of paradise. That's a popular little tree, cute little tree. Maybe a purple plum, if that fits into your neighborhood. Even a Texas ebony. That's a tree that can be pruned and kept kind of small. It's not kind of a slow-growing tree. Those are all things that will provide some shade on that window, and they're attractive to look at.
I do love the Texas ebony, but that is something you've got to be prepared to, you know, if you've got leather gloves that go up to your shoulders when you're
body
trimming.
Armor, right. Yeah, that's a sharp one.
It's a vengeful plant.
Yeah, but it's beautiful to look at.
It really is, and that it's a different color of green than the Palo Verde or your
the green
trees.
Green.
It's a deep green, and it's like that all summer long.
Yeah, just always looks good.
Do they all create that large bean pod?
Yeah,
does every Texas ebony do that?
It's a bean-producing tree, just like the other trees in the same family.
They're
right,
big
right,
pods.
Right. They're a little bit messy, but that's just kind of par for the course.
There's no such thing as a perfectly clean tree.
No, they either
we've been
their,
asked, but there, it doesn't right. exist. It's
drop their leaves all the time or all at once.
What you had mentioned the plum earlier. Is that a producing tree, or is
no,
that just
that's
a decorative
just ornamental,
ornamental?
But it's unique. It has kind of the purpley, obviously the cute little purple flowers, little purpley flowers. But the leaves are kind of a deep purple color. It's an interesting tree.
And his whole point is obviously shading that south wall. He had mentioned he had some film put on. Hopefully they put it on the right direction, because we did one of your clients, Rosie. Mm-hmm. I remember they put the heat mirror backwards. Now, not you. You went to back to fix it. So it was melting candles inside the home because they installed their windows reversed and was magnifying heat into it. So hopefully that wasn't what happened to him. But what are some other options? We talked about man-made options.
Other than going with some sort of awning or something attached to the house, even just a tall shrub. Hop bush is a big, tall shrub that kind of goes up a bit more than out. That could be a possibility. Or if it worked into it, perhaps some sort of man-made shade structure like we talked about earlier, a little pergola or something that can try and knock the sun down a little bit on that wall.
Now, I don't know if you remember, but when y'all did my house, 05?
Yeah, it's been a while.
It's been a while. You had brought out rebar that you had welded together at trellis style and put a bougainvillea on it. And talk about a bush you can't kill. I mean, those things, that must have froze nine every winter that seemed to freeze, and it only made it grow faster in the summer.
They seem to like the abuse. That's a good idea as well, just a freestanding trellis, something obviously you want to consider access to the window, not too close. You want to fire egress, but put it there and grow something on it. Grow a Banksia rose, a bougainvillea, again, snail vine, queen's wreath, a whole bunch of different plants that would take a sunny exposure, give you a little color. Obviously, there's pros and cons to each one of those plants, but a little bit more maintenance.
What would be a less messy option than bougainvillea? Because they do lose everything, and if he's in a 15-foot backyard, I'm picturing it completely blocked, and I'm seeing a huge pile of
tornado
bougainvillea.
Of right, little blooms flying around when it's windy. Like I said, the Banksia rose, that's not too messy. It's actually a rose, but it's a very tough plant. Good wall covering.
We've actually talked about doing vertical edible hedgerows. It was Square Foot Gardening guy that was talking about you can actually grow watermelons and cantaloupes vertically.
the vine naturally just grows strong enough to hold the produce.
I wanted to test that and see if it really works. I'd love to see a watermelon hanging on a vine 4 feet above the ground.
I'm not. I'm a little.
He says it. He says they do it. I don't know.
That I'd like to see.
But that would be a great option, is some kind of the welded rebar lattice erected vertically, and then some kind of a plant that would fill that. And I've toyed with doing that on the whole west side of my house, because it takes a direct sun hit.
If it gets plenty of water, that could be a solution. You're right.
And water on those hand irrigation. You mentioned earlier that sometimes when lawns get too far gone, and I'm pretty sure this was still off air.
It was.
He said, well, I could put in a new lawn for you, but the problem's not the lawn. The problem's you and how you're watering it. So it's going to be this bad in a year anyway.
Well, you know, you had to correct the conditions, identify the problem. And sometimes it's not the poor plant itself. It's how you're treating it. And make sure you're watering correctly. Your lawn has a lot of different things that it needs. You don't want to have compaction issues. You want to make sure the aeration's good, fertilization, proper mow height for the type of grass that you have, and how's it used. And then of course, the watering schedule. So
1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. And the Landscaping Garden this morning with Bill Jenkins of Think Green Irrigation and Landscape. We'll be right back.